WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Avery Hart here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life. Ever feel like you're juggling flaming torches while riding a unicycle on a tightrope? Yeah, that's kind of how I feel most days. But hey, we're all in this whirlwind together, right? And that's why I started StoicCom to help us find some peace amidst the chaos. Today's episode is all about finding balance because let's be real, life throws a lot at us, and sometimes it feels like we're losing grip. We've all got things pulling us in different directions, work deadlines, family obligations, social commitments, that never-ending scroll on our phones. It can be overwhelming. But finding balance isn't about becoming a Zen master overnight, it's about making small shifts that create big impact. Think of it like this. You wouldn't try to run a marathon without training, right? Balance is the same, it takes practice and intention. So let's dive into 5 key takeaways that can help us find our equilibrium. First up, prioritize ruthlessly. You know that feeling when your to-do list is longer than your arm and you just want to crawl under a blanket and disappear? That's overwhelm talking. But we can combat it by being super intentional about what we say yes to. Ask yourself, does this truly align with my values? Will this bring me joy or contribute to my goals? If the answer is no, it's okay to politely decline. Remember, saying no more often frees out space for the things that really matter. Next, schedule time for you. This isn't just about carving out a few minutes for a bubble bath, it's about dedicating regular time to activities that recharge your soul. Whether it's reading, painting, hiking, or simply taking a walk in nature, make sure you have something on your calendar that nourishes your mind and body. Third, cultivate mindful moments. You know that feeling when you're completely engrossed in an activity, lost in the flow? That's mindfulness in action. Try incorporating more moments of presence into your day. Pay attention to your breath, savor a delicious meal, or simply take a few seconds to appreciate the beauty around you. These small acts can create a sense of calm and grounding even amidst the craziness. Now, let's talk about boundaries. Think of boundaries as your personal life force field that protect your energy and well-being. Learning to set healthy boundaries with work, relationships, and technology is crucial for maintaining balance. It might feel uncomfortable at first, but remember, you deserve respect and time for yourself. And lastly, practice self-compassion. Ever notice how we're often our own harshest critics? We beat ourselves up for mistakes and set unrealistic expectations. But guess what? Everyone messes up. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a good friend. Celebrate your wins, learn from your stumbles, and remember that you're doing the best you can. Here's a real-world example. Imagine you have a big project at work, a family dinner to attend, and a few friends wanting to hang out. Suddenly, you feel overwhelmed and stressed, right? That's when prioritizing comes in handy. Decide which tasks are truly non-negotiable, delegate if possible, and politely decline any social invitations that don't align with your current priorities. Maybe you reschedule that friend hangout for the weekend and focus on finishing your project at work. You know what? Even having a quick walk during lunch can make a difference. Remember, finding balance is an ongoing journey, not a destination. There will be days when everything feels perfectly aligned, and others when it feels like chaos reigns supreme. But by incorporating these key takeaways into your life, you'll create a more fulfilling and sustainable path forward. So, what are you going to do today to bring more balance into your world? I encourage you to share your thoughts in the comments below or on our social media pages. Let's build a community of support and inspiration together. And as always, remember to keep practicing that stoic calm. We've got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.